This is a CHY News Report. On Thursday, October 12th, the Muslim Women's Club at Vancouver Island University held a rally for Palestine in the campus quad. It was a quiet gathering with a couple dozen students holding homemade signs, reading things like, "This is not a war, it's a genocide, stop Israeli war crimes, and free Palestine," as well as displaying Palestinian flags. Instead of loud speeches and chanting, people discussed the issue with interested passersby. Sarah Kassawi is the co-president of the Muslim Women's Club at VIU. She moved to Canada in 2011 from Gaza, where her extended family remains.
I'm afraid for my family. Of course I am. I'm worried for my family. They're in this small space that is blocked. So it's blocked in all directions. They have no way out. And they're just dropping random bombs on civilians. Like, they're dropping white phosphorus, which is not allowed under international law, on civilians.
On Friday, October 7th, Palestinian militant groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad infiltrated into southern Israel from the Gaza Strip and killed over 1,400 Israelis, including at least 258 soldiers and scores of citizens from other countries. The attack also injured 3,500 people in Israel, with 199 taken hostage. Five Canadians are confirmed to have been killed in the attack, and at least three Canadians are missing. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly would not say if they are among the hostages taken into Gaza. Israel estimates its armed forces killed 1,500 Hamas militants inside of Israel. As of Sunday, the Gaza Ministry of Health says that 2,670 Palestinians have been killed since October 7th, and over 9,000 have been injured. The Ministry of Health in Gaza is urgently calling on countries to send volunteer medical teams to the Gaza Strip to replace medical staff who have either been killed or displaced since the start of the conflict. In response to the attack, Israel stopped all supplies of water, food, electricity, and fuel into Gaza, and only restored water to the southern part of the strip on Sunday. This Saturday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau released a statement saying that the rapid and unimpeded access of relief via a humanitarian corridor is essential to address the urgent needs of civilians in Gaza. He also called for international law to be respected and for civilians, journalists, humanitarian and medical workers to be protected. Sarah's father, Sharif Kassawi, also attended the rally on Thursday, stressing the urgent need for humanitarian aid in Gaza.
Put politics aside, now the situation in Gaza is too bad. There is cut off supplies, main supplies, food, water, electricity, everything, and things are really deteriorating. So we're talking to our families there. They almost ran out of food, ran out of everything. I don't know if they can survive for another couple of days. A week would be very dangerous. Somebody has to do something. Humanitarian supplies must get into Gaza as soon as possible.
Israel has also warned over 1 million people living in the northern half of Gaza to evacuate to the southern half, something the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says would be extremely dangerous, and in some cases, simply not possible. Sarah says while she supports the call for a ceasefire so humanitarian aid can reach the civilians in Gaza, she says instead of Palestinians evacuating from Gaza, what she would like to see is Israelis get out of not only the occupied territories, but all of Israel.
The whole Palestine, from the river to the sea, is Palestinians' land. Leaving Palestine as refugees and stuff like that, no, that's not what we want. We want the occupiers to leave Palestine. That's what we want. This is the ideal plan. Any settlers that came in after 1948 that are the country of Israel need to get out. This is Palestine.
So you think all Israelis should leave?
Yeah, this is our land. I'm sorry. Like, if you're going to, for 75 plus years, terrorize, and by terrorize, it doesn't even compare to what's happening right now in Gaza, but I tell you, I was there for the 2008 war. Okay, they were bombing everywhere. I was witness to that. I saw that. If you do all of that to us, do you think we want peace after? You think we're going to be like, okay, let's live together now? No, of course not. You terrorize us for 75 plus years. You do not get to have any right to this land, even under us. You need to get out because this is the only way that we get freedom.
Nasser Hadaba is a Palestinian student whose grandfather fled to Jordan in 1948 after what Israel calls its War of Independence and what Palestinians call the Nakba, which means the catastrophe, where an estimated 700,000 Palestinians were displaced from the land that became Israel. He expressed his condolences to people in Nineveh's Jewish community who have family in Israel.
I'm so sorry. There is no justification to the deaths of the civilians. There is no winners in war. There's only losers. And the sooner they realize that, the sooner they stop thinking in absolutes, in black and white, good and evil, the faster things will get into a better process. We respect our Jewish brothers and sisters because they come from the same place, with the same ideals, with the same morals. It has nothing to do about religion and has all to do about colonization, imperialism. And that is all stretched from Zionism. See, I don't really think the Jewish community has anything to do with this because they support us. A lot of them do support us as well.
Hazma Hassan is a VIU student whose family are Palestinian refugees in Jordan. His mother is originally from Bethlehem and his father is from Jerusalem. He does not believe the well-documented reports of hundreds of civilians in Israel, including women and children, being killed by Hamas.
I will say in Gaza, Right now there are more than 240 kids are dying in Gaza, and the other side is saying the other side have also kids and children are dying from Hamas, as they say. After one day they found that all of those news were fake.
What was fake?
In the first 2 days they say that Hamas killed babies and women from Israeli civilians.
You don't think Israeli civilians have been killed?
They say that kids and women, they were killed from Hamas civilians. And after 2 days, they found that there is no babies were killed in Israel at all.
But civilians were killed. Like people were gunned down at bus stops and at a music festival, right? Like hundreds of people were killed.
I didn't see any evidence for that.
On Friday, Israel published graphic photos of babies and toddlers who had been killed and burnt in the attack in southern Israel on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. Spencer Juchek is a third-year political studies student at VIU and a senior fellow with the Canadian Jewish Political Affairs Committee. He thinks the university needs to make a statement in support of Israel.
The university needs to come out and say that what's happening right now is unacceptable in terms of the conflict. If you want to hate the Israeli government, fine. You don't like the military? Fine. But what's happening right now in Israel is the murder and slaughter of innocent civilians, children, women, by Hamas, which has been designated a terrorist organization by the Canadian government for over 20 years. The university needs to at least say something and condemn the attacks.
The university did send a statement on Tuesday, October 10th that was shared on VIU's social media and sent in the student and employee email newsletters the next day. The statement reads, Vancouver Island University is deeply saddened by the outbreak of war in the Middle East and the tragic loss of lives in Israel and Palestine. We recognize that these events are distressful and a cause for concern among members of our university community. Our thoughts are with those in the community who have ties to the region. We encourage anyone who's feeling distressed, directly or indirectly, by this violence to reach out to available supports. Sarah would also like to see a stronger statement from the university, but in support of Palestine.
Putting out a statement that's neutral or that says both sides need to stop, that's pro-Israel at this point. It's supporting genocide, so they need to put out specific statements and supports for Palestinians.
The flag of Israel is one of dozens of countries that hang from the ceiling in VIU's International Education Building. But every time Sarah walks into the building, she notices that the Palestinian flag is absent.
You go into the international building, Israeli flag is up there, no Palestinian flag. Multiple students, including my dad, who is an alumni of VIU, have gone to the administration when he was a student here and said, can we get the Palestinian flag up? No response. You don't get a response on these things. They don't say no, they just don't respond, which I would say is even worse.
A spokesperson for the university says the flags represent countries where VIU students are from and that the university is reviewing its list of students and will add any flags that are missing. For CHOY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.